Track 7, A Series of Unfortunate Events by Lemony Snicket.
It was a very dark and stormy night when Violet, Klaus, and Sunny Baudelaire arrived at Count Olaf's house. The wind howled through the trees like wolves, and rain fell in heavy sheets, drenching the children's clothes and weighing them down as they approached the tall, crumbling building. Violet, the eldest, was carrying Sunny in her arms, wrapped in a soggy blanket. Klaus struggled with the heavy suitcase, which kept slipping from his grasp. As they climbed the slippery stone steps, Klaus suddenly lost his footing. "Watch out!" Violet cried, but it was too late. Klaus fell forward, and the suitcase tumbled from his hands, crashing down the stairs. It burst open, and their few precious belongings, books, photographs, and Sunny's favorite toys, scattered across the wet ground. Violet quickly set Sunny down and rushed to help her brother. Klaus stood up, brushing mud from his wet clothes, his glasses hanging crookedly on his nose. Together, they hurried to gather their things while Sunny sat on the last step, shivering and watching silently. Just then, the heavy front door creaked open. In the doorway stood Count Olaf, his shadow stretching out across the porch like a giant hand. He wore a long, dark coat and a twisted frown. "You're late," he said coldly, not moving to help them. "Hurry up. I don't have all night." Violet felt a shiver that had nothing to do with the cold rain. Klaus avoided Count Olaf's gaze as he shoved a wet book into the suitcase. Sunny let out a small whimper, but Count Olaf didn't react. As they struggled up the remaining steps, Count Olaf turned on his heel and disappeared into the darkness of the house, leaving the door wide open. Violet, Klaus, and Sunny stepped inside, dripping water onto the dusty floor. The house smelled of mold, smoke, and something faintly sour. It was going to be a very long night,